It's 9 o'clock. This is Jonathan Staples. LBC has lost its license to broadcast to London. The Radio Authority, which regulates the country's independent radio network, has decided not to renew LBC's franchise for its two frequencies. David Kermode reports.
The decision was made at a meeting of the Radio Authority yesterday, but wasn't announced until this morning. The authority isn't obliged to give a reason for deciding LBC shouldn't keep broadcasting on its two frequencies. LBC's chairman, Dame Shirley Porter, who took over earlier this year, is shocked and saddened. She says London will be the loser. LBC was Britain's first commercial radio station. It came on air on October the 8th, 1973, and proved independent local radio could work. In 1989, LBC split into two stations, on AM and FM, giving Londoners more choice. The two franchises have been awarded to a rival bidder, London News Radio.
But now, I just want to say that the Save LBC campaign is progressing apace. We've had a wonderful response. If you've been listening over the weekend, you'll have heard that everybody is rallying to our cause, it seems. And it only goes to show that you feel that LBC has, in the 20 years that we've been on air, done the job we set out to do, not only providing you with news and information, but also entertaining you and keeping you company. Now, let's look on the bright side of things. Certainly, we have 13 months to go, because whatever happens, our franchise does not run out until October of next year. So, we've got 13 months to go. Now, how you can help? There are petition forms in our reception area, which you can sign. Just put your name, address, and signature on the petition forms. And we are to be found at 72 Hammersmith Road, London W14. If you're going out of London, it's on the right-hand side just after you pass Olympia, before you get to Hammersmith Broadway, 72 Hammersmith Road. Or you can write a letter of support for LBC, just put it in your own words, how much you'll miss us, to our chairman, who is a very well-known name, unforgettable name, Dame Shirley Porter, and she is to be found at P.O. Box 973, London W14, 8FE. Dame Shirley Porter, for your letter of support, P.O. Box 973, London W14, 8FE. And there's also a phone vote. 51,000 people have already taken part in the phone vote, and we currently have the following proposition running. LBC should be saved. Right, you can call that number and say yes or no. We'll let you hear what you will get if you call that number. The number is 071-333-0010. And if you are going to join the 51,000 who have already called, this is what you'll hear.
This is LBC phone vote. If you agree with the proposition, say yes when I say agree. If you disagree with it, keep silent until I say disagree, and then say yes. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Thank you for calling LBC phone vote.
So let me make that absolutely clear. LBC should be saved. That is the proposition. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Okay? Vote now. 3 minutes to eight.
Well, that's it from Drive Time for today. I'm Angela Rippon. I shall return, of course, tomorrow between 4 and 7 when we'll take another look at the day's news, not just here in the southeast, but throughout the world as well. Do stay tuned, because Richard Dallin will be here just after 7 with First Edition. And do remember that later this evening here on LBC News Talk, at 10 o'clock, in fact, on Nightline with Chris Mann, you'll be able to talk live to the chairman of LBC, Dame Shirley Porter. So if you have any questions at all regarding the decision of the Radio Authority to remove LBC's licence to broadcast, and indeed if you would like to know, as would many of us here in the building, what is going to be the future of LBC, do ring in and listen. I shall be back tomorrow. See you then. Good night.